All right, Jeremy Wyatt. We had a match ahead, Sir Bradley Charles against Steve Fender. Tyler came out. He called you out. Some stipulations were set up in the match. You were going to face him later on. That if he beat you, Bradley Charles will be out of Growthy Management Group. But if you beat him, Bradley Charles gets a title shot at his Kansas title. That was the setup.
Yep, and it worked out perfectly now, didn't it?
It did. I don't know what happened to Bradley Charles. I thought him and Tyler were friends.
You know what happened? He got tired of being super kicked in the face repeatedly by Tyler Cook. He got tired of being screwed over repeatedly by Tyler Cook. Tyler Cook is supposed to be his best buddy, his BFF. But yet, Tyler Cook screwed him over and over and over again. And Bradley Charles, Showtime Bradley Charles, he got rid of that stupid Sir moniker. He finally realized what I've been telling him the whole time. He can play this nice guy. He can come out here and slap hands. But what has that got him? He hasn't won anything. I mean, my nickname is the Belt Collector. I am successful. All he has to do is follow me in Gerthy's lead, and he's going to be successful as well.
Enough about him in your match, too. Obviously, we saw how it ended, but that was quite the war you had with Tyler.
And Tyler, I mean, you know, I can toot my own horn and talk about how good I am, but Tyler's a damn good wrestler. But I'm better. I mean, as simple as that. I'm the best wrestler in the entire Midwest. I'm one of the best wrestlers in the country. It's pretty much that simple.